This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for years, his parents kept the worst stories about the house to themselves. Then one afternoon, while home alone, he witnessed something that made him understand why.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening today. You know, we love real ghost stories around here, so that's why we encourage you to share yours with us, because if you're listening, you probably got one. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you don't want to do that, just write it down. We'll read it. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I am with Harper today. How are you, girl?
Hello, hello, hello. I am good. How are you?
I'm really relieved because today I checked off a big thing on my list of things I was finding impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was find a dog sitter for my dog while I go to your town for a big wedding.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited for this wedding. It's coming up so soon and it's going to be so fun. And I cannot wait to see you guys.
I was literally last night having anxiety. It woke me up while I was sleeping. I'm like, what am I going to do with Benji? Because he hates the 4th of July. So I can't like send him to somebody's house and they go out because everybody goes out. It's 4th of July. It's the 250th. You know, it's like,
yeah,
people are going to want to go see fireworks. And I'm like, I can't put him someplace that he's not familiar with fireworks going off. I don't want him in a kennel all by himself with other dogs with fireworks going off.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so I'm like, who do I know who would be staying home? And then it hit me and my friend, I'm like, you've got a dog. You're going to stay home. He's like, oh my God, we'd love it. So I got that taken care of for two nights so I can come for two big nights and see you and maybe we could do something together. Although we will probably be kind of busy. It's just exciting. It's very exciting. And I still haven't found a dress. I got one that will work as a backup. But, well, I've been kind of laid up. So I can't physically go out shopping. I'm getting the point now where I've been driving for about 10 days. But the getting out of the car, walking around stores, that's a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting up to around 5,000 steps a day. So that's good. That's good.
Yes.
I had a hip replacement for someone who didn't hear those episodes. But it's just hard to go shopping, especially, you know, when you're looking for a certain color dress.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend an entire day driving around town. So instead, I've been looking online and I just haven't really found a lot that I like. But I ordered one. I'm like, that's the backup. That will work if I don't find something better. Key is I'd like to find something better and send it back.
Yes.
So we'll just see. We'll see. Well, let's go to our first story of the day.
Okay.
About this haunted farmhouse. You ready?
I am very ready.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'm RJ Denton. I'm calling out of Houston, out of Houston, Texas. And I was listening to your podcast as I make my long drive to Dallas, Texas. And I used to live in this old house in Granger, Texas. And Granger, Texas is a small town. And, it's over there probably about, maybe 25 minutes from Georgetown, Texas. Well, this town was originally, a farming community. It's been around for years. And at the time, I was going to a school, a Catholic school, and it just hit its 102nd birthday. I used to go home. The bus would drop me off at home, and I'd be the only one at the house. And my parents worked at the at Williamson County at the time. This is just one of my many stories. But as I was at the house, we had a family living with us at the time, but they were going on vacation, and the dad worked nights. So as soon as I got home, he was already going to work. So I'm sitting there, my dad bought this house and we renovated it. We knocked out this wall, put a bar in. My room was actually part of a bigger room, and we separated it with sheetrock eventually. And, and when I first moved in, this house kind of weirded me out. But, I grew to love the house, grew up in it, and to be honest with you, it's actually one of the biggest houses I've ever lived in for a one story. And, anyway, back to my story. And so I had a clear view to the kitchen. And, what I did was I get home and I drank this big cup of water in this pink cup. My dad used to drink tea in all the time. I thought I was a big man. I'd drink out of this cup, right? So I drank the cup and I put it on the bar. So being a kid, I went back and I was, neglecting to do my homework, and I'm hanging on the back of the couch watching cartoons, just acting a fool. And all of a sudden, kind of gets real quiet in the house, channels. And just right on cue, I hear the water turn on. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, dear Lord, please don't, please not right now. And all of a sudden, I hear it turn off. And then I hear something set, like a glass or a plastic cup, on the counter. I finally built up enough courage and to look over. When I did, my cup traveled from the bar across the table all the way to the kitchen sink where it was. So I went over there and I had the phone. I freaked out, grabbed the house phone, and I walked over there, and the cup was filled literally to the brim of water, where the water was bubbling over just so slightly. And I called my mom. So I told her, I was like, hey, look, this is what happened. And she's like, no, hey, Mr. Larry's there. I was like, stay on the phone. So I ran running around the house and I was calling his name. I was like, Mr. Larry, this, it ain't funny. This ain't funny at all. I checked every window, every door, and everything was locked up tight. Hell, even people come over, I'd hide from them, so. Mom, but all right, well, I'll be home here in a minute. All right, I'll talk to you later. Later on, come to think of it, she never told me any of the things that happened to her or my dad. So it kind of, when they finally told me what would happen to them, it started to make sense. And a lot of the biggest hot spots were either in the kitchen area. We had, like, right next to it was the laundry room. So stuff would happen in there, like the microwave would turn on by itself, and the son of the gun would be unplugged. But the really biggest spot is towards the back of the house where our bedrooms were. I would have some kind of dark figure walk, pace back and forth in my bedroom. And then eventually it'd leave me alone after I sit there and pray my heart out. Just there's a lot of other things, and it's gotten dark one, like pretty evil one time I remember, but that's when this family was living with me. But.
And it ends right there. Like, that's messed up. Cause just as he gets ready to talk, he goes, and then it got dark there just that one time, but, and that's it. That's not even fair.
Yeah, that's not fair at all.
It's not fair. Like, or it got dark and we weren't supposed to hear that. Was he cut off for a reason? Yes. It was too dark for us to hear. Because sometimes I don't love really dark stories all the time because it just feels like, I don't know, like I don't like demonic sort of things. So I don't know what happened. But I do know that what he shared in that story, that was some creepy stuff.
That was. It was very creepy stuff.
Like, how's the faucet turn on? Cups filling up? Like, how are things moving? And then I get, though, as a parent, you'd want to protect your child against anything. Now, if he hadn't really been saying anything had happened to him prior to this or whenever he found out things had been happening to the parents, I get why you wouldn't say anything to your kids. Because maybe you'd be like, okay, they don't seem affected by it. I don't want to go, hey, Harper, are you experiencing any paranormal activity in this house? And you'd be like, no, why? Why?
And then I would think about that for the rest of my life.
It's like, why did Carol just ask me that? There's a what? And then it's going to drive you crazy. It's like, tell me why?
Mm-hmm.
So I get why his parents wouldn't have said something. He sounds like an adult at this point. I don't know. Super creepy stuff, isn't it?
Very much so.
I am, though, super curious about the dark thing.
I am curious about that, too. I would like more.
Yeah, I would like to know more, but...
Dear caller, please call in again. Yeah. We would like more.
But... dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Here's our next story. It says, this happened back in 2016 when my boyfriend was recovering from a car accident. He'd been in the hospital for a while and was back home. Still had a long recovery ahead of him. His mom worked second shift. Since I got off work a few hours before she got home, I'd usually go by after work and stay with him until she got back. Looking back, I was probably at that house 5 or 6 days a week for over a month, so I got very familiar with it. I never felt like there was anything negative about the house. Nobody ever sat me down and told me ghost stories. Wasn't one of those places where you walked in and immediately felt something. That's part of why what happened caught me off guard. At the time, my focus was on helping my boyfriend get through a rough recovery, not worrying about anything paranormal. Most days followed the same routine. I'd get there after work, we'd watch some TV, talk, or he'd fall asleep. I'd read a book, scroll through my phone. Because his room was downstairs and his mom's room was upstairs, there usually wasn't much reason for either of us to be on the second floor. And that's why I started noticing it whenever I heard someone walking around up there. The first time it happened, I assumed his mom had gotten home early. I remember hearing footsteps overhead and thinking she must have come in through the back door. A few minutes later, I happened to glance out the front window and I realized her car wasn't there. I thought it was odd, but I didn't dwell on it. A week or so later, I heard the same thing again. This time I was in the kitchen getting something to drink, and it sounded like somebody crossed the floor upstairs and then stopped. I even walked to the bottom of the staircase and listened for a minute, but everything went quiet. Over the next few weeks, it happened enough that I started paying attention. Not every day, not on any kind of schedule. I'd just be sitting there and hear what sounded like someone moving around upstairs. Every time I assumed someone was there, and every time I realized there wasn't supposed to be anybody on the second floor. One Saturday afternoon, my boyfriend had fallen asleep in the middle of the movie. I was sitting near the staircase, looking at my phone. I happened to look up and immediately thought his mom was standing at the top of the stairs. It wasn't like seeing a clear face or anything like that. It was more like I looked up and saw the shape of a person. I glanced back down at my phone, then it hit me that his mom was working, and when I looked back, there was nobody there. I sat there for a few seconds trying to process what I'd seen. Then I got up, went upstairs, because honestly, I figured there had to be somebody there. The entire second floor was empty. I checked every room and found nothing. That's brave. Very brave. When my boyfriend woke up later, I told him what had happened, and I expected him to tell me I was tired or I must have seen a shadow. Instead, he laughed and said, oh, you saw Eddie. I remember asking, who the hell is Eddie? And he laughed again and told me that's what his mom called him. And apparently every once in a while, somebody would mention seeing a person upstairs or hearing footsteps when no one else was home. Nobody knew who Eddie was supposed to be. And as far as I know, there wasn't some family story behind the name. His mama just started calling him that years earlier, and it stuck. What surprised me wasn't hearing that people had experienced similar things. It was how casual he was. He told me about it like he was explaining why one in the kitchen cabinet stuck when you tried to open it. I asked him why he never mentioned it before, and he said there wasn't much to tell. Nothing bad had ever happened. Nobody ever been hurt. He figured if he brought it up first, I'd start looking for things that weren't there. That makes sense to me.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'd kind of want to know, but then I would be doing the same thing. I'd be like, what was that? What was that? All day.
Mm-hmm.
After that conversation, I paid a little more attention to what was going on around me. I never saw the figure again, but I did hear the footsteps several more times before he got well enough to start getting back to normal. The last time I heard them was a few days before he returned to work. I was getting ready to leave for the night, and I heard someone walking across the floor upstairs. By then, I was almost used to it. I remember standing there in the entryway, listening for a minute before grabbing my keys and heading out the door. My boyfriend eventually recovered. We got our own place. Life moved on. His mom still lives in that house, and every now and then I'll hear an update from the family. Every once in a while, somebody staying there will mention hearing footsteps upstairs, but nobody ever seems alarmed by it. I still don't know what I did see. Maybe it was my imagination. Maybe it wasn't. All I know is I walked into that conversation expecting my boyfriend to tell me I was seeing things, and instead he responded like I just met someone the family had known for years. Thanks for reading. I'd love to hear what you think. Love the show. Love all the stories. Sammy. That, to me, is very interesting because, you know, you're going to a house where you just, when you walk in, you don't pick up on anything weird.
Like, yeah, it's like a stray cat that just shows up every now and again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just Eddie.
Yeah. He's very like, oh, yeah, that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's recovering, so he's probably on medication and is like, oh, really flat. Like, whatever, honey. Okay,
it's just Eddie.
It's what my mom calls him. I don't know why. But it's just super matter of fact. And I guess if you had a haunting like that and you had learned to live with it and it doesn't bother you, it's not scary. You see a shadow person or an apparition every now and then. Would that kind of freak you out? Could you get used to living like that?
I could probably get used to it.
I don't know if I could.
I'm curious about the name Eddie because it is just so specific of a name.
Well, and you wonder, too, if mom goes, oh, that's Eddie. Could she have had, like, some sort of psychic connection to whatever it is? And that
dun, dun, dun. Maybe. Yeah,
really was Eddie. And Eddie stuck around all these years later.
Because she knew his name.
Is it because they have a connection?
Yes.
I just thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Way they react. I like to think that I am a brave enough, strong enough, secure enough person that I could hear footsteps walking around and see a shadow person and not let it bother me. I know.
No, we both know that's not true.
That's so not true. I know me. You know me. That would get to me after a while. I'd be like, just stop. I can't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
I just find it just a little creepy. But I'm glad the boyfriend's doing good. Life's moved on and no more Eddie. At least where they're living.
Yeah, no more Eddie. That means someone else has an Eddie.
That means mom's still dealing with Eddie. That's fine. She seems to have a relationship with him. After all, she named him.
I guess so.
Let's do one more quick story.
Caleb calling from Albany, New York. I haven't really had many experiences in my life, but I figured I'd share this quick one that I had while I was in Australia, actually. I was walking home from school one night, and I was going through some back neighborhood roads, whatnot. And there was an area where there wasn't a lot of street lights, so there was a stretch where it was pretty dark. Generally, I've never really been scared of the dark or anything like that. So I'm just going through. I had my headphones in. I was, checking email on my phone. I wasn't really paying attention. And all of a sudden, a sense of fear and dread just came over me. It's something I've never felt before in my entire life. And I all of a sudden get chills all up and down my spine. And I was in Australia, like I said, but it was pretty warm. And all of a sudden I just get really cold and I look up and that sense of fear and dread just gets worse when I see this shadow person. I've been listening to the podcast, like I said, a lot, and I hear a lot of talks about a shadow figure. And at first I thought it was a person. Then when I looked closely, I could see that it had two red eyes. And at first, I thought it was just like a guy, like, where the eyes were, I thought it maybe was like a butt of a cigarette, somebody smoking a cigarette. But when I looked closely, he definitely had two glowing red eyes. And I freaked out, and I just briskly kept walking with my head down. And I kept walking. I get past him, and I look back, and there was nothing there. I know it's kind of lame, and it's a short story, but I figured that I'd share it with you guys. Hope you liked it. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Why did he call that story lame? That was a scary story.
It was. It really was.
Like, he saw a shadow person with eyes, got that weird feeling, like freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
That is really strange. For all that to happen, it sounded like it was very quick.
It does. It sounds like maybe within the span of a few seconds, honestly.
Yeah. And then, because like that would be why you got so freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there.
And then it's just poof, it's gone.
So what was it? I guess it's just random shadow person.
Maybe. You know, sometimes I wonder if shadow people are just shadow people because that's the way our mind perceives them because we don't fully understand what they are.
Uh-huh. Because the only time that I saw one, it was very weird, but it was definitely out of my peripheral vision because my head was turned slightly that way, but it was more to the side and it was just a man walking past the bathroom. And
yeah.
I don't know what that was, but it was super quick. So it's like, are you stepping into, you know, there's theories that, you know, there's kind of alternate realities or parallel universe. Are you crossing the line sometimes? I don't know. Are they crossing the line and you're kind of seeing them? I don't know. That's a deep thought.
Very much so.
Or is it just your regular run-of-the-mill shadow person paranormal experience ghost type of apparition? I don't know.
Maybe.
But what he explained, Carol, was very interesting to me.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting story.
So you don't have a lame ghost story. You got a good one. Just
no ghost story is lame here.
He, mm-hmm. I think, had a very significant paranormal experience.
Absolutely.
So share those real ghost stories with us. We love to hear them. You could call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
We can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.